Jim, something very special coming up this Friday evening, early evening, 7 o'clock is when it gets going at the Redmore. As far as I know, it's the first ever auction that the Play It Forward folks have done.
Full-blown auction, that's correct, Brian. You know, we've put on a lot of different shows in the past and been very successful. This is our first attempt at an auction, and I have to say, I think we've accumulated some very unique items that are going to be auctioned. We're going to have both a live auction as well as a silent auction. There will be some music. Phil DeGreg is going to open the festivities, and Ben Duke and the Dukes will be playing at the end. But in between, we will be having the silent auction and the live auction.
Now, I want everybody to listen up because there are some very unique and very, very cool items that are going to be auctioned off. And, Jim, I'm going to ask you to run some of them down. These things will blow some folks away.
We have a Fender guitar from the Jimi Hendrix Experience Tour this past spring. My son Noah and the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band were on the tour. And the tour was nice enough to donate the guitar. And then Noah got signatures from the following people: Billy Cox, Robert Randolph, Eric Johnson, Dweezil Zappa, Taj Mahal, Kenny Wayne, Tony Franklin, Tommy Shannon, Chris Layden, who both had been with Stevie Ray Vaughan, of course. David Hidalgo, Cesar Rosas, who's Los Lobos. Doyle Bramhall II, Mato Nanje, who's with the Indigenous. Red Whitford, Johnny Lang, Eric Gales, and Bootsy Collins. That's one guitar. We've got four other guitars that are going to be auctioned off. There's one that has all of the signatures from the Summerland Tour bands. That would be the Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Sugar Ray, Marcy's Playground. We also have, thanks to our good friend Mark Owens, a signed guitar by Peter Frampton and Warren Haynes from the recent Government Mule Show here at the Taft. And we also have another guitar that's signed by the entire Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band. But it's not all about guitars. We have some other things, Brian. For instance, one of the items you can bid on is an evening with Burbank, Gary Burbank, over barbecue at the Smoke Restaurant, which is a really good barbecue place that inherited a lot of Gary's recipes and so forth from his old restaurant. So an evening with Gary. We have some very high-end gifts, four tickets to the Grammys, four tickets to the Country Music Awards, a week stay at a condominium down in near Destin, Florida. It kind of goes on and on. We also have some smaller items. We have a backstage pass from the Hendrix Tour that was signed by Buddy Guy and Kebmo. We have a poster from the original Shades of Blue album that my buddies Marco Sastry and Larry Goshorn produced, and it's signed by everybody on that album and in a nice frame.
Let me stop you right here and get back to some of the items that will be auctioned off this Friday night at the Redmore beginning at 7 o'clock. Play It Forward will be benefiting from the auction. We should talk a little bit about Play It Forward, what the organization is, how long it's been around, how it helps out some of the great musicians in our area. Jim.
This is an organization that was started about 7 years ago by Gary Burbank, and I was part of the original group that sat down. And our basic aim at that point was to try to lend support when needed to musicians in the local area, the tri-state area, and people who derived at least 50% of their income from playing music or teaching music, that type of thing. Because we know that there's so many talented people out there that don't often have the resources that they need. And for instance, with Larry, I mean, Larry could not play for several months because of his injury. So our purpose basically is to step in and help musicians in their times of need like that. The other long-range goal we have at this point, Brian, we are trying to put together a health insurance package or program for musicians. There's a 501c3 group down in Austin, Texas, who has something like this already in existence, and we're looking very carefully at that because we think that that would be something that local musicians would need. In other words, to be able to purchase or at least enroll in some kind of group health coverage, medical health coverage. So we have that as well. And then we also have educational purposes. I mean, we try to get out in the community because we have so many talented musicians and players in this area. And we just feel like it's time to give back to those people, especially in their times of need.
So. Visiting with Jim Hunt from Play It Forward, and let's get back to a couple of more of the items that will be up for auction on this Friday evening, the 17th, at the Redmore.
We have photos of some celebrities, people like Mick Jagger, James Taylor, that are signed. I mentioned the week in the condominium down in Florida. There's a sculpture by a man named John Leon. We have a piano. All I know right now, Brian, is that it is a piano that will be in tune.
And it's not that funky old thing out of my old living room.
I don't know where it's coming from. But John Scheele, our executive director, said, don't forget to tell him about the piano because it will be delivered.
Very
as
cool.
Part of the cost. Primarily, we've got a musical flavor to the items. But on the other hand, you know, for instance, the Wine Dog, which is a nice store out in the Cherry Grove area, has got something up for auction. Our friends at York Vision have offered gift certificates and so forth. So we're...
You can't beat it. A lot of folks chipping in on this.
It is. So we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed. As I said, this is the first time we've done this type of an event, and we're hoping that the community will come out and support us.
For the music lovers, there will be music. Phil's a wonderful, wonderful pianist. So Phil DeGreg will be playing maybe throughout the evening, but at least in the beginning of the evening. And Ben Duke and the Dukes play some nice R&B and blues. He'll be finishing out the evening. The evening is this Friday, August 17th. I am right about 7 o'clock being start time?
That's correct, Brian, yes.
A first ever auction to benefit the great, great folks at Play It Forward. Are we leaving anything out?
There will be some other smaller items that I haven't mentioned. When I say smaller, I mean, you know, not top-end guitar types of things that will be part of the silent auction. So I think we will be appealing to, I think, a wide range of people in terms of what they like to collect and take part in. So,
Jim Hunt, always great to catch up with you, and we look forward to Friday night's first-ever auction for Play It Forward. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
And for Around Cincinnati, I am Brian O'Donnell.
I'd climb a mountain just for you. Swim the ocean if you want me to. I'll do whatever I can do. I'd do anything